Culture Meltdown.
Louis, I'm about to blow your mind right now.
Bring it on.
Oranges weren't originally orange. How about that shit? How about that?
What?
Yeah, it's real. Oranges were not originally orange.
What were they?
They were tangerine and pompelmo hybrid. The first orange... I'm being dead serious when I tell you this. The first oranges were not orange. They're made to be orange.
Okay.
That's how we start the episode.
Interesting.
Pop Culture Meltdown. You believe we've done 20 episodes before this? Time flies when you're having fun.
It is.
Let's talk about Thanksgiving, Louie.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
It's a big week.
Can't wait.
Big
love
week.
Thanksgiving. I
Short
love
week.
Thanksgiving.
A lot of people are all fucking around already, and God bless them.
Yep.
What exciting things do we like to do for Thanksgiving?
Oh, my God.
Talk
See,
to me.
The thing for me about Thanksgiving, it's such a great holiday. I never appreciated it when I was younger.
Right.
It was just a day to get together with your cousins and family members that you don't see all the time.
Mm-hmm. Or you don't want to see all the time, right?
That too. But, you know, I remember just like, this is a very young person's point of view, okay? This isn't a 41-year-old person saying this. But when you're younger... If there's no gifts involved, it's kind of a blah holiday.
Agreed.
What do we get? Oh, we're going to eat turkey. Oh, we're going to have stuffing. Oh, we're going to see our cousins. Whatever. Where mm-hmm. are the gifts?
Yep.
Birthday gifts, Christmas gifts, you know, anniversary, whatever you want to call it. The thing I liked about Thanksgiving, though, on Thanksgiving, I watch March of the Wooden Soldiers every year.
Of course.
Okay.
I like it.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade as well. Mm-hmm. That's tied in there as well.
What about the dog show? You watch the dog show?
Oh, at night, yes. And of course, my one of my two, Bentley, who I've never seen a dog watch TV before, wants to jump through the screen and play with all the dogs, where my other dog, Cooper, is just like, whatever, I don't care. He doesn't even watch TV.
Tremendous.
Bentley watches TV. I watched Return of the Jedi the other night.
Love it.
He sat there and had his eyes glued to the TV the entire movie.
Well, the dog knows good movies.
He sure does.
Put it this way.
So I have a cough. I'm a little under the weather, you know, but I'm powering through this podcast. But
well, you're gorgeous.
What I can remember growing up on Thanksgiving,
yes,
they used to play King Kong every year, Mighty Joe Young every year.
Love it.
And there was also my uncle, my father's brother, who's also my godfather. He would always watch the old Superman marathons. So you had George Reeve and Noel Neal and the guy who played Jimmy Olsen, like Jack Larson, who played Jimmy Olsen in the old black and white TV show. Mm-hmm. And my uncle would watch it every year. And as you get older now, you know, when you're younger, it wasn't about football. But now...
Now it's about football.
It's about football. It's about your daily fantasy football leagues. It's about your fantasy football. Are you betting on the games? So right now for me... Thanksgiving is about it's the F's family, food, and football, and it's true. But the thing is, and I'll let you in on a little secret.
Ooh.
I'm not exactly happy with this Thanksgiving.
No,
because I like to eat Thanksgiving dinner at home.
Okay,
or at someone's home if I'm lucky.
Oh, and you're going out this Thanksgiving to dinner,
and we're going out to dinner on Thanksgiving.
Are you going to a Chinese restaurant?
No, we're going to a very good restaurant, but. For me, I don't want to go and eat Thanksgiving dinner and then be handed a bill.
Of course.
I want to sit at home.
Mm-hmm.
I want to eat.
And go in the
I
next room
hang.
And go to sleep for 45
minutes. I want to watch football. Mm-hmm. I want to talk with my cousins and family members and friends and all that and visit other people who live in close proximity. No. So we're going to a restaurant, which the food at the restaurant, I told you, it's great. But I just, that's not Thanksgiving to me.
Louis,
yes.
Thanksgiving to me is a song that my mom used to sing all the time, and I've just scoured the internet for it, and apparently it doesn't exist. But my mom used to sing this song, she still does, and it goes, Thanksgiving Day's coming, gobble, 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 and I think I'll run away.
Let me see if I found it.
That's what I'm trying to say. I can't find it.
Thanksgiving Day is coming.
Nope. No, homeless. Homeless. There's
Hold
not a,
on.
There's not a quick version that I can find.
Let
maybe
me see.
Maybe my mom made it up.
No. Hold on.
I don't know. But bottom line of the situation is that song is huge for me. But yeah, I don't even give a shit about the football game. Like, I really don't. Unless my team is playing, I don't care. And now there's two football games on Thanksgiving, isn't there?
Three.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, the Cowboys win their usual spot.
Always,
yeah,
yes.
The Lions in the early game, and then
always.
The NFL Network got involved, and now there's an NFL Network game at night.
Superfluous,
in my
opinion. Great, because you're like a diehard football fan, but like for me,
I like sports.
I'm a fringe fan, I guess, and I only like the Eagles, and I got blown out yesterday, and they're having a horrible season, and even your boy broke his leg yesterday.
No, you won a Super Bowl. Shut up.
But that's a good point. But, you know, listen, at least we won a Super Bowl this decade, you know?
Yeah, it was your first one. You got one.
You know, it's a good time. But my whole point in saying that is Thanksgiving's great. You get together, you have family, you hang out, you have, do you guys have you ever had a turducken?
Oh, of course.
Turkey inside of a duck inside of a chicken,
yeah.
Right? I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan.
Well,
I've
you mean
it
a chicken
times.
Inside of a duck inside of a turkey.
Exactly. I don't know how it goes, but whatever
Yeah, well,
it is,
no, it's the turducken. It's turkey stuffed with a duck,
yes.
Stuffed with a chicken.
Yes.
So the chicken's inside the duck, the
yes.
chicken and the duck go inside the turkey, and it's turducken.
God, it's so good. And you know what you do? You put that and you fry it. You don't do anything else
or
with
you,
it.
Right, you do the deep fry,
yeah,
or
deep
you do the beer can chicken.
Oh,
have you ever done
God.
Beer can chicken
yeah,
or beer can turkey?
So good. And you know what's crazy is obviously, you know, the United States, they have more food than they know what to do with. People really don't have food. So some people donate their time to a soup kitchen, and they really sit there and they donate time and they give back to the community. My family does that on occasion, but not every year.
I've never had the opportunity to do that. I think I want to.
It's pretty, it's a mind fuck because you're obviously doing good things for people,
right.
And it's great. But
I just feel bad when you see the little kids.
That's what I'm saying. It's
it's
a whole deal. You know, you're giving things to people less privileged than you,
right?
And it's great. You're doing yeoman's work, and you know, you're a mensch and the whole deal. But then that person's going to live in a shelter or wherever they're living, and then you're going back to your bougie existence.
No, I know,
which isn't right. But whatever.
I know.
I'm not advocating for free healthcare for all or anything like that, so I'm not taking it in that direction. But getting back to Thanksgiving, you know, it's just so much food that you don't even know what to do with. How long do you eat Thanksgiving food for? Let me ask you this question.
Oh, God, I love leftovers.
How many days?
At least four or five.
Four or five.
But it all depends on how much is left over.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It all depends on how much is left over. Like me, when I go to my parents or when I used to go to my parents for Thanksgiving.
Right.
You'd have the turkey.
Yes.
You'd have the corn casserole. You'd have the stuffing. You'd have different types of stuffing. You'd have my grandmother's stuffed mushrooms, my grandmother's artichokes. Then you would have the green bean casserole. You'd have the yams with the melted marshmallows on top. I mean, it was absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you'd go to go home, of course, my Italian grandmother, wait. We have to make them a plate to take home.
Of course.
And it's not a plate.
No. It's like
it's a cooler sized, you know, container stuffed with everything.
Here's the best thing about Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, the winter's coming. If it snows, you know, you might.
But let me ask you this question: how many days would you eat your food for? You think 5 days is the
thing? Is
I think
though,
it goes bad after three or four.
No, see,
I think three
the,
or four is fringe.
See, here's why that the biggest problem is.
Talk to me.
That drive home's a long drive home.
Well, you think you eat on the way home too?
Not on the way home. As soon as I get home, my mother's
you
leftovers.
Gavone.
My mother's leftovers
You're
for
a
Thanksgiving.
Gavone. God bless you.
Don't last very long. They're usually gone pretty quickly. Whether it's the mashed potato, everything.
Really?
Oh yeah.
See, for me, I have a strict, hard 3 day rule. And for me, like my family does, like we're like Puerto Rican, so we're like Puerto Rican. We're Puerto Rican.
You are so, Puerto Rican. Yeah. I was going to say
we're like Puerto Rican. But no, we do pernil, which is roast pork.
Ooh, nice.
Which is unfreaking believable. You cook it for 6 hours. Whatever you put in the oven for 6 hours, whatever you want to call it. But
yummy.
I'm telling you right now, I have a hard 3 day rule on food because once 3 days, food gets a little hinky for me. And I have a very sensitive stomach, so I have to be very, very careful of that and the whole deal.
You big wuss.
It's bad, man. I actually love making a sweet potato casserole for Thanksgiving. And I'll give you the secret to my sweet potato casserole. And that is vanilla. And
paprika.
Thank you very much.
Is it really? Wow, that's a good guess.
Thank you very much.
That's a good guess.
That's a nice job out of you.
I thought you were going to say like Goya adobo
No. I had a mental breakdown and you brought me back in. But I'm telling you, man, it is freaking amazing.
That was a guess. I had no idea.
Well, you make very good guesses. I'm just saying Thanksgiving's a time to be happy, to be thankful for all that you have, to be thankful that your family's there.
I'm thankful for this podcast.
Thankful for this podcast. Who's ever alive in your family that can still show up?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I lost my grandma this year, so she's not going to be at Thanksgiving, so it's weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, grandma's stuffing, grandma's this, and then grandma's not there anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's how they live on, though, passing their memories down and their recipes. And
that's a good point.
Their memories and all that stuff.
It's a whole deal. Well, yeah. Listen, from our family to your family, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. And don't eat food after 3 days because it's fucking gross.
Oh, Chris.
Just stop it.
Stop it.
Just stop it.
You just talked about feeding homeless people and sheltered people. And
yeah.
They would kill for that 3-day-old food.
But then they'd shit their brains out.
That's healthy.
Yeah, right.
You know, and we were talking about family members and just like catching up with family members and all that. Do you have that one family member that you just roll your eyes when you know that they're coming to your home on a holiday? If you don't, you don't.
I would say a spouse of.
Got it.
You know what I mean? Like somebody that's not in the family.
Sure.
I don't really have like a hated family member. It's weird. I really don't.
We don't have hated family members.
Like, you know what I mean? Not hated, but
but
Jesus Christ, Uncle Joe's coming. That type of thing.
Yeah, we have some of those. Oh, God. No, they're showing up? Really?
Thank God.
Oh, boy.
Nobody really in my family is a huge drinker or anything like that.
Yeah, my family, same thing. No one gets sloppy. No one gets not fall down drunk.
Yep.
You know, it's nothing bad with that.
I mean, from my childhood, we used to dread going to Thanksgiving because it's the night after the biggest party night of the year.
Yep.
And we had 4 or 5 young kids that were all drinking age. So we would come in, we would eat, and then in the next room, everybody would be sleeping on the couch. I'm not even being funny. I'm being dead sick. Some people passed out on the floor. Some people would walk in, go to sleep on the couch, come to dinner, go back to sleep on the couch. Like, it was that type of Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, you asked me at the beginning of this, like, what was my Thanksgiving traditions and what were yours? I didn't even think I reciprocated and asked you.
Thanksgiving traditions is just, you know, we always go to my uncle's house. We always have the pernil. We have a turkey. We have Spanish rice. We have mashed potatoes. I do the sweet potato casserole.
Right, and you said this. All right, right. Sweet potato casserole. And
we have my sister, but now my sister lives in San Diego, so she's not coming for Thanksgiving. She comes for Christmas.
Oh.
My grandma died, so it's like, what are we going to do? It's Thanksgiving's been very, very weird for us the past couple of years because my grandma's been sick.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know. I kind of think those Thanksgiving traditions you need to kind of have yourself. You need to do it. You need to live on however you're going to live on.
Well, you know, it's funny because when I was younger, we used to go to my grandmother on my father's side. We used to go to my father's side of the family. My grandparents used to host Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Then as they got older, they stopped doing it. And there was that one point in time where, and I don't want to say like my family was in limbo, but my grandparents on my mother's side, they really didn't like Thanksgiving, so they really didn't celebrate it. They were just like, whatever, it's another day, you know. And I can remember being in like that Thanksgiving limbo where like friends, you know, not that I want to say they took pity, but they invited you and you'd go. But the whole thing is you're there with like all of their family members and you feel like the outsiders.
Right.
That my mother finally said, you know what, enough is enough. Even if it's just 4 or 5 of us, we'll have a turkey at our place.
Cool.
And we started that. Then cousins got wind of it and was like, wait a minute, we want to come to you guys, you know, come by you. And now it's this whole gigantic family free-for-all. But it's fun. And I mean, those are the things that I like. My mother actually is nuts. And I say that with a lot of love, but she's nuts. My mother's home is decorated for Christmas already.
Oh, that's
so the Christmas tree
after
is up.
Day after Thanksgiving, no, you know, tree goes up.
Well, here's why.
Yeah, talk to me.
Because everybody gets so busy around the holidays, they rarely get a chance to stop in. So my mother's like, hey, I'm combining the decorations. The dining area looks just like it should for Thanksgiving. The living room, there's the tree.
That's cool.
Because family members who don't get to see us on Christmas or get to see them on Christmas, well, they get to see the Christmas tree. Oh, the house looks wonderful. My mother would keep the tree up all year round, I think.
That's cool.
Actually, not I think. I know. Dude, if I told you, and we could save this for another conversation.
Yeah.
My mother's Christmas tree has, take a guess how many ornaments on it. Just ballpark.
Is it in the thousands?
Any number. Pick a number.
2,302.
You're halfway there.
Halfway there?
She's got around 5,000 ornaments on a tree.
But
she
how
counted.
Is that possible?
If I showed you my mother's, if I showed you the tree, a picture.
Take a picture. Get somebody to send you a picture.
Hold
something.
On. I might even have one now. Hold on.
Here's the whole thing with Christmas for me, or Thanksgiving for me. Like you're mentioning about the people that come to your house, right? The outsiders.
Yeah.
For us, we like taking strays off the street. Like I'm not.
Oh, I love doing that.
Yeah,
love that.
I'm not even trying to be funny with that. Like my grandma, all her life belonged to the church.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have the priest. We would have the priest's right hand man.
Sure.
We'd have 3-4 people from the church. We'd have somebody she just met at the mass. We'd have somebody, you know, Grandma Hilda de Iglesia, whatever. Who knows? You know, we'd have anybody come. And I would get to meet, yeah, this guy's from Brazil, and then he'd speak about his life in Brazil. And it was just, it was very, very cool, very, very cultured thing. But again, now it's like, you know, it's up to you to carry on those traditions or not.
Right.
You know,
no,
so
I agree.
It's like, you know, I could see myself next Thanksgiving going to my grandmother's church and donating my time or whatever it is. Obviously, I'm not going to do that now because it's still too new and whatever. But yeah, that's my feelings on it.
I'm still looking for pictures of a tree from my mother's home.
I think, I mean, if you have 25,000 or 2,500 ornaments, I mean, is it ornaments from like when you were born?
Everything.
Your friends
were
born?
Everything. Right. It's everything. She saved my baby rattle. She saved my sister's baby rattle. She saved everything.
That sounds like something I would do.
It's cool.
Seriously.
I think it's cool when I look at my mother's Christmas tree and I'm like, oh my God, I remember. Like, she has a rattle that I bought my sister when we went to pick her up from the hospital.
That's amazing.
And she still has it.
You know what I would do? I would get so corny and I would save your afterbirth.
Oh, Jesus.
Or your
Christ.
Umbilical cord. I'm not even being funny about that. You know, there are some people that eat the placenta. Have you seen this?
Oh, I have. I've heard of it. Yes.
Oh, God.
No, thank you.
I can't imagine.
No,
We go from eating turkey to eating the placenta.
Yeah, right? Let's see.
Well, some people like they get little chitlins and they roast it up. Nice.
Very true. I'm still searching here. I'm looking through my Instagram account and I'm waiting for this picture. Where is it? Okay, well, that's part of like the tree. Unbelievable. I can't find this damn thing.
Don't worry about it, Louis.
I know. It's just frustrating.
We will post a picture of Louis's tree on our Instagram. Check it out. Pop Culture Meltdown. Louis.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
From all of us to all of you, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Here is a 10-year-old girl singing a song about Thanksgiving that I've never heard before, but it's pretty good.
Gobble, 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 fat turkey, oh, gobble, 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 fat turkeys are we. We're not here for living, we're here for Thanksgiving. Oh, gobble, 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 fat turkeys are we.
Pop Culture Meltdown.
If you'd like to email the show, email popculturemeltdown@gmail.com and find us on Instagram at popculturemeltdown. The voice of Pop Culture Meltdown is Dan Kelly, voice talent and one of the best human beings on the planet. For bookings, go to dankellyvo.com. Special thanks to myself, producer Laura Ponte, our graphic designer Ricky Soto, Tim Einkel with OG, and of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Rudsky. This has been Pop Culture Meltdown with your hosts, Chris Libertini and Lou Pellegrino.
They are intelligent. They are smarter than the most up-to-date supercomputers. We cannot underestimate it.